producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is work for Dr. Ken and me, but it's a pleasure as well to get you to bring to us whatever your medical problem may be so we can see if we can help sort them out. That's while I throw my 2 cents worth in. I practice without a license. Ken's got all kinds of pedigrees and licenses, so maybe you're more interested in listening to him than to me. Whichever it is, help yourself to 888-553-7536. We're here every weekend at this time, live 52 weeks a year. Dr. Ken is dedicated. He's also decorated. He's one of the most highly sought-after experts when it comes to cardio care in the country. He gives good advice. He's good at advice, and his advice is good. So you want some? Help yourself to 888-553-7536. Good Day Health welcomes Emil in Westwood, Massachusetts. Yes, Emil, what can we do to help you out, sir? Hello.
I had a TAVR surgery the 6th of January, or 16.
What is it called? What is it again? What kind of surgery?
TAVR. Transcatheter aorta valve replacement.
This is a way to repair a blocked, obstructed aortic valve without opening up the chest. You do it through a catheter, a tube that's put in the groin. And how did it work out for you?
That worked out fine, Dr. Ken. But the only thing is, 2 weeks ago yesterday, I started drainage quite profusely, a clear liquid. So I call my doctor.
Where were you getting drainage?
Out of the incision, where the penetration made for the catheter.
And they did this in the groin?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
And also had an incision on the left groin, yes?
So you started having some drainage from the site where they inserted the catheter, the tube, in the groin and led it back into your heart to replace the heart valve.
Yes. Mine's in Edwards, Sepitan XL or something
right.
like that.
Right. So,
but anyway,
do you have an infection at the site?
No, there isn't. I'm having VNA come in. Well, these started yesterday.
Visiting Nurse Association?
Yes. Changing the bandages twice.
Okay.
Before that, it was just once a day. And one of the nurse practitioners, a wound specialist,
okay.
Used a silver nitrate stick. I have three openings that are draining through. But anyway, Thursday I was sent, I went to a primary care doctor for follow-up. And so on and so forth. And I went to
What was the diagnosis of the primary care doctor?
He didn't like it.
What was the diagnosis of your drainage?
Well, it was no infection. No infection. It was just that it's clear solution, and the doctor just didn't like the appearance of it.
Okay, but what was the diagnosis? What was his reason for it? What was causing it?
Well, I never really heard the discussion was between the doctor.
I'm going to use you as an example. When you go to the doctor, always ask the doctor, what's my diagnosis? Because if the doctor doesn't know, then he or she is guessing how to treat it. And then you need to go to a doctor that can make the diagnosis, and you know that you're getting the right treatment, so you don't end up, you know, not getting this solved. If the doctor doesn't have the diagnosis, whatever it is, when you go to the doctor, they're never going to give you, well, they might guess right, but the likelihood of getting the right treatment is so much less. Go on. I'm sorry, Emil.
Yeah, no,
I just want to use you as an example so that everyone will benefit from this. Go on.
Then I went to another nurse practitioner. I was at a referral, and he said, he wrote a so-called prescription. and I have here in front of me plain packing strip. Now that is supposed to be inserted into the three drainage holes. And if there's any sloth there, it's supposed to absorb it, you know, and draw the clear fluid out. Now, I just had two packings, one yesterday and one last night, and I waited for the nurse to call me this morning and come over and change it, and I'll get it changed again tonight. So I just wonder, is this drainage unusual?
Well, I want to know what's causing it, and it's not common to have this. I mean, it occurs, and my best guess is that there's some infection there. And you don't have it. Again, you've been to all these providers. You need to ask them, what's my diagnosis? What are you treating? And I can't imagine they didn't tell you. But yeah. I would be concerned. Have you been to the doctor who actually did the procedure?
Oh, yes. I was practice just Thursday.
Okay, but you want to see the doctor who did this and find out, you know, what went on and make sure that, you know, that there's no damage to the artery, that there's not a problem there, that you didn't create any connections between the arteries and veins that are not proper. You need to get back and get this evaluated by the doctor who did the procedure.
The Visiting Nurse Association, each the man and woman, they look at it, it's not infected. It's not infected. So
why is it happening? Is there damage to the artery?
I can't tell you that, doctor.
Well, that's what you need to. Okay, that's why you need to go back to the doctor who did this and let him or her examine the artery. Sometimes they'll ultrasound it and make sure there's no damage to the vessel that where the catheter was inserted. Because if there's no infection, then I'm concerned that there may be some damage to the vessel.
Yeah. Well, when that was the surgery was completed, they put thermobond over the incision, the adhesive stuff. Familiar with that?
Yes. Oh, what's the question? I'm trying to help you. Then you need
yes,
to.
I know you are.
You need on Monday to let the doctor who put this in look and make sure there's no damage to the vessel.
Yes.
Yeah, Ken can't do any more with you here because he can't see it. You got to get to somebody who can actually see it, Emil. Ken's done as much as he can for you, but you got to get to either the person who did it or go find somebody else. It's so hard. Thanks for the call, by the way, and best of luck.
Go and see, go to the person who did it, and they may need to ultrasound it. And again, I'm concerned that there may be some damage to the vessel.
When you say the vessel in the chest where this is, the groin?
You're not following. What he had was a big tube inserted into the artery in his groin, your femoral artery.
To get it up to where it needed to be.
He had a valve that was inserted through a tube that was placed in his artery in his groin to replace the aortic valve, the exit door of his heart. This is a new way of dealing with obstructions in the exit door of the heart, the aortic valve. Instead of opening up the chest, it's done through a catheter. It's a tube that's inserted into the artery in your groin. And unfortunately, this wasn't available in 2005-06 when my father died. He may be alive today because he just would not have any open heart surgery. But this is a much less invasive way of replacing the exit door of the heart. It's done through the catheter tube that's placed in the artery. But it's a rather large, big tube that has to be inserted into the groin, and it can damage the artery, and that's what I think is going on here.
I had aorta stenosis, and the three leaflets in my aorta valve was not opening enough, and it was a regurgitation. And I couldn't walk 30 feet without having to stop to get my breath. You know?
Right. That valve needs to be replaced.
Yeah, well, that's why we had the TAVR done. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Exactly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4 inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4 inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I want to share with you an email that the Purple Heart Foundation received from one of my listeners. They write, I became aware of your group via the Dana Show, and hearing Dana speak favorably about your group, I did a bit of research and many things looked good, especially third-party company reviews that rate charity givers. It also brought me to investigate one of the military service groups I've been giving to for a number of years, and I realized that my money would be better given to the Purple Heart Foundation. They write, I plan to keep Purple Heart Foundation on my list going forward. Unfortunately, not all veterans organizations are the same. The Purple Heart Foundation is committed to helping all veterans, and one of the biggest challenges that they face, veterans claims. The Purple Heart Foundation's offices and service members nationwide are dedicated to helping veterans receive their benefits. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations 100% tax deductible. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
Looking for healthy ways to keep up with those New Year's resolutions? Fitness trainer Laura DeAngelis recommends smart snacking to keep your energy up and hunger down.
It's helpful to have convenient portion-controlled snacks on hand for a quick midday break or to refuel after your workout.
Laura says Orchard Valley Harvest Snacks are a great alternative to impulse purchases like chips and candy.
Made with ingredients that are pure and simple, Orchard Valley Harvest Snacks contain no artificial ingredients, colors, flavors, preservatives, and are non-GMO product verified.
Learn where you can find these snacks at orchardvalleyharvest.com.
Dr. Ken and Doug at 888-553-7536. Genucel is a wonderful product that works to get rid of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, that sort of thing. Ken, explain why this is good medically as well as emotionally, and the emotion, the mind, body, spirit connection, all that good stuff. When you look good and you feel good about the way you look, good for your health, right?
More good news, naturally safe and effective, scientifically proven to make you look better. Another example here. So, ladies and gentlemen, how amazing was your gift this holiday season? There's no better gift than looking younger than you've looked in years. It's easy and guaranteed. Order Genucel right now. Take advantage of an outrageous discount. Then watch Genucel take years or even decades off your face, along with these unsightly bags and even the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and it works fast. In fact, with Genucel, immediate effects. You'll see results in the first 12 hours, so the compliments around the holiday season are guaranteed. Folks that I work with use this Genucel every single day. Absolutely, they love it, and you will too, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right, so Genucel is created through a special stem cell therapy procedure. They actually use apples in this. I don't know how that works, but it's kind of cool. So with this new technology, they've created a powerful clinical-grade serum. It doesn't feel like water. It doesn't feel like oil. But you put it under the bags around the puffiness in your eyes, the lines, that sort of thing. And in 12 hours, improvement will be guaranteed. 800-822-6145. For Genucel, 800-822-6145. And as you say goodbye to the puffiness and the bags around your eyes, there are dark circles, which are a problem as well. So the folks at Chamonix have developed a new product called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. And when you order a regular 3-month supply of Genucel, they'll send you the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free. So you get rid of all kinds of problems, bags, puffiness, lines, and dark circles with one call. And that call is to 800-822-6145. And why wait? Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it? Maybe you just look in your mirror and you don't like the way the eyes look and you want to have a quick fix for it. This is a quick fix that works. 800-822-6145 for Genucel. 21 after the hour on Good Day Health.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, here we are, 23 at the hour, the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. If you'd like the benefit of his expertise in person, what a great place to go travel, especially this time of year. Help yourself to his number at the office, which is 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400, or you can reach him by going to the website, which is lakecardiology.com. I'm Doug Steffen. You can send us questions about your health and well-being if you can't get through on the phone when we're doing this program live. Help yourself to Dr. Ken's email, which is drken@drkenshow.com, or to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. We had talked earlier this morning, Ken, about depression and how important it is for you to be in touch with what's going on in your mind, because it'll affect your body. And now here comes word, excuse me, of a new way of looking at schizophrenia, which is related how or if at all to depression.
Can, before we go on, can I just make 10 last more seconds about the last call? The last caller called about it. I just want to make it clear for everybody about a procedure that's now being done. Instead of opening up the chest to replace the aortic valve, the exit door of the heart, it's a procedure that where you actually put the valve at the end of a catheter, a tube that's inserted in through the artery in the groin. And unfortunately, it's not uncommon to have what we call vascular complications, damages to the circulation when this big tube is put in, and that's what was going on, and he needed to get back. When you're having problems that are less than simple with a procedure, always go back to the person who did it or the person who's covering for that person who did the procedure. That's the lesson there for everybody. And ask the doctor, what's my diagnosis? When he went to his internist, he should have asked what's causing this, and he didn't. And that's why this got complicated. The internist should have sent him back to the interventional cardiologist who did this procedure, and this gentleman would not be out there wondering what's going on. So let's talk now. Let's move on about you wanted to know about schizophrenia origins, Doug. Do we have time to do that?
Yeah. No, we have. Okay. I want to see, but I don't want to confuse the issue, but let me go back to what you just said.
Sure.
Which was back to what you had said before. One of the biggest problems people have, and we hear it here every week on this program, is not being thorough being afraid of the doctor. The doctor shuffled you off to Baltimore because he's too busy or she's too busy. They got too many people waiting in line, too many people in the offices. So they come in, they give you some superficial read, or they're not complete, and you're afraid to ask questions. This is about you. This is about your health and your well-being. The doctor, in many cases, sadly, today, doesn't care. He's got you in there. He wants to move you. He wants to be able to charge the system so that he has the ability to pay his or her bills. And so a lot of times, it's no skin off their nose if they're not really connected to you. Like Ken and I are really connected.
And sometimes he or she is connected to you. You know, a third now work for hospitals, and sometimes it's the hospital that's putting pressure on them.
Right. But it's your job to ask the questions, and don't let them say, well, you'll have to come back next week because I got to. They'll run you around in a circle. I had that going on with me. I was talking earlier about my ankle and the nerves in my leg and back and stuff. I've been back and forth to these two doctors four times in the past 2.5 weeks, and I finally said on Friday, no. You want me to come back for something else? No. I want you to deal with this now because you have the tools. You've seen the MRI. So tell me the answer to my questions. It's like going on a merry-go-round. Around and around, they keep having you come back, and they can charge the insurance company again for another visit. Come on. You need to ask the questions that you have and not be afraid to do it, because what's at stake is your health and well-being. Think about it that way, and you don't have to be a jerk, but just say, doctor, I insist that you tell me this, that, or the other thing. And if they don't, then you better go to another doctor. All right, so there's my 2 cents worth. Now, back to schizophrenia.
Absolutely.
And
good.
The origins of schizophrenia.
Just, what doctor, what is my diagnosis before we have a treatment?
Ask the question, get an answer. Don't be afraid. If you don't get an answer, keep asking.
Okay, about 1% of Americans don't have schizophrenia. People with schizophrenia may hear voices or see things that are not there, or develop irrational delusions of grandeur or persecution. Patients might also display disorganized thinking, agitated body movements, or emotional withdrawal. Symptoms most frequently appear in patients when they're teenagers or young adults. A patient might develop schizophrenia when a normal process of brain development goes haywire in adolescence and early childhood. Everyone undergoes what is called synaptic pruning, Doug, as they move into adulthood. This is how extra brain cells and synapses, which are the junctions where nerve signals cross from one brain cell to the next, are eliminated in the cerebral cortex to increase the efficiency of function. But a gene that contributes to synaptic pruning may increase a person's risk of schizophrenia if certain mutations cause things to go wrong. Somehow this biological process becomes miscalibrated and removes too many synapses and results in brain wiring that can no longer perform some of the basic functions that it used to be able to perform. So this publication this week in Nature Now has given us some clues into how schizophrenia develops. It's no longer a total mystery.
All right, and there are lots of mysteries when it comes to our mind. It's the most amazing thing you saw earlier this week, perhaps, how much bigger the mind is than we thought it was, or how much larger the brain is.
This is hope for new treatments for schizophrenia, because now we can understand why it develops.
Yeah, well, the brain is an amazing thing. The whole system of the body is amazing. 1:30 on Good Day Health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Right side of the health questions that you have, you can dial Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. People say to me, why do you repeat the number so frequently, Doug? Because new people are coming in all the time. We have 184 stations around the country, plus all of the connections to the various internet radio stations and TuneIn and Stitcher and the apps and all that sort of thing. And so with hundreds of thousands of people listening at any one point in time and millions over the course of the weekend as this program is broadcast, people don't always know what the rules are or don't know what's going on. And most importantly, how do you connect with us? The way you connect is to dial 888-553-7536 or through email doug@dougstefan.com or drken@drkenshow.com. I had an experience this week that I wanted to share with you before we go back to the medical news and other callers and questions that we have. My grandson is a year and a month old, and he and I are spending a lot more time together as he's moving along. He's a wonderful, just fun youngster, and his mother grew up on the farm with his uncle. My two children were around the animals, around all the things in the farm that some might consider unsanitary. And so I have encouraged, and she's accepting, Megan, my daughter, his mother, understands the importance of having exposure to dirt, to things that are in the world that are going to help him create a strong immune system, which is the key to health. You know it, Ken. I know it. Having a good immune system saves you pretty much from everything, because whatever's going on in your body is an inflammation. Whatever is wrong is because there's some sort of inflammation, and your immune system goes to work to eat away at those invasions. And that's really what it is. So if you have a strong immune system, and that's developed in many ways, especially younger children and older adults have weaker immune systems. It just is the way it is. So when Ken talks about getting vaccines and that sort of thing, and I question him, healthy people who have immune systems are often not as need, it isn't as necessary to have these vaccines. But that's not really my point. The point here is, as I had the conversation with my daughter, we were thinking about hand sanitizers and how there are so many people in the news media especially, but you go to public places and you see these hand sanitizers everywhere, elevators, for God's sakes. I saw one in the elevator the other day. And so other than the fact that in some places schools have had to remove the hand sanitizer because kids were drinking it, good God, what do I think of next? I just wanted to underscore with you the need, and what I see developing in my grandson is he had one cold and it kind of went away, but he hasn't been sick at all in his first year plus of life. And I wonder if that in part isn't due to, there's a picture on the Facebook page, Doug Steffen's Facebook page, of me on the on a railroad track with my son. It wasn't a regular train track, it was at a museum, but we were sitting and he's playing with the rocks. And he's playing with the things on the ground, and he's getting dirt. He puts it up to his face. He got dirt around his mouth. He looks like a healthy kid, just because I remember we were always dirty, and Doug, you were always dirty.
Yes, Doug, you really are onto something. Doctors call this the hygiene hypothesis, mm-hmm. and it suggests that exposing infants to germs may offer them greater protection from illnesses such as allergies and asthma later on in life. And it's this hygiene hypothesis holds that when exposure to parasites, bacteria, and viruses is limited early in life, children face a greater chance of having allergies, asthma, and other autoimmune illnesses during adulthood. So you really are onto something.
Yep. Well, I just know that's how it worked with me.
There are studies showing that kids who grow up on a farm or who attended daycare early in life actually seem to have lower rates of allergies.
Yeah. Well, it just, again, I think that what I only can tell you what my own experience is. I'm a very healthy guy, and I think that's because I grew up on the farm, was around the animals all the time, was exposed to all of this sort of thing, and it helped me build a strong immune system, which I am very pleased about, frankly, at this stage of my life. I'm still around the animals, I'm still around the farm, so I think it enhances, I think it just keeps going. Not everybody can be around a farm, but you don't have to be so psychotic about being clean. There are some people who are just clean nuts. They can't. It's foolish. It's not healthy.
Well, it's frankly different as an infant and you're trying to develop an immune system. That's mm-hmm. one aspect of this. And it's later when your immune system is fully developed and then you're trying to just protect yourself because you want a little boost to your immune system.
888-553-7536. Okay. The number of women who are young women who are smoking has increased. And the more you smoke, the more likely you are to have a problem with breast cancer later on. This seems to be almost a no-brainer or a low-brainer. If you're a smoker, you're a low-brainer, in my opinion. And I don't mean this to be, not to be disrespectful, but people who smoke are not smart. It just is not, there's nothing about it that is good for you. And here's a study that really focuses on women. And I think you see more young women beginning to smoke because they think it's cool or whatever it is. It's deadly. My mother died because she smoked at the age of 50.
This is how to survive breast cancer, which unfortunately is too common for women and some young women. And this comes out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology this week, that women diagnosed with breast cancer, Doug, who continue to smoke cigarettes, are less likely to survive than those who never smoked or those who quit smoking after a breast cancer diagnosis is tied to a 72% higher risk of death from the disease versus never smoking. The study suggests that it's never too late to quit smoking. That's the key to help boost cancer survival.
All right. So let's keep moving as far as the medical news of the week. Exercise programs that people are on at this time of year, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't look at my email box and there isn't some more information about this weight loss program, that weight loss program. What about exercise? What else do you do to lose weight? Oprah made $12 million this week because the stock in Weight Watchers went up. She's telling her story about everything. This woman's a genius. But her story has some applicability. Obviously, people are buying it and using it with success because there are more and more people on the Weight Watchers program this year than ever before. So what about it, Ken?
Well, for losing weight, diet is very important, but this is a study out of Current Biology this week that moderate exercise, the equivalent, Doug, of walking a couple of miles per day, may be the best way to burn extra calories. Beyond that, the body seems to adapt its metabolism so that calorie burning plateaus no matter how hard you work out, just doesn't do much extra for helping you to lose weight. The body actually adapts to exercise and it begins adapting at a moderate level of activity. Exercise does boost weight loss from diet changes, and exercise helps people keep the pounds off. That's the true advantage of exercising. There are numerous benefits of exercise besides just weight loss. Those include benefits like improved fitness, with high-intensity exercise generally getting better results, and lower risk of heart disease, stress relief, and for many, including myself, it's just fun.
It is fun. You're really on the, you're at it. You're doing it, and it's not to the extreme, but it's having a major impact on how you live your life. I find that with me. I'm fortunate because I have all the activity from the farm, but it doesn't touch everything. So I'm working more and more on various exercise programs. So at certain points, you got to be sure not to strain, not to hurt yourself. That's the benefit of having a trainer, frankly.
Train, don't strain.
I have a shoulder problem, and it's being addressed wonderfully well. I talk about the things that are going on in my body because I'm aware of them. A lot of people just say, oh, my God, listen to all the things wrong with his body. No, you got as many things wrong with your body, too. You just don't think about them, but you just let them go. I don't. And so in this circumstance, you need to have the guy I use as a trainer. He says, if it hurts, don't do it.
Correct. I totally agree
with
him.
No strain or no, what is it? No pain,
train,
no gain.
Train, don't strain.
That is
as
stupid.
Opposed to no pain, no gain.
No.
Yes, exactly.
Do not hurt yourself.
I like your trainer.
Yeah, you got to be nuts to do that.
And the key to this article is that exercise alone will not let you lose weight. You need an importantly good diet. Combine it with exercise. That's the best way to lose it. And then the exercise will help you keep it off.
888-553-7536. Okay, we're talking about exercise, about eating well, a lot of people focusing on their sugars, processed food, that sort of thing. The way to better health is that, but there's also another, sort of another wrinkle to this story that Ken and I have been telling now for about a year, and that's the story of Super Beets. No sugar, no chemicals, boost of energy, great for your heart, great for your blood pressure. This is almost as perfect, you know, when they talk about nature's perfect food, the beet may be close to nature's perfect food. And here's a company that's come along and processed beets in a super way. That's why they call the product Super Beets.
Well, in 1998, Doug, the Nobel Prize was given out for a discovery which occurred in 1988, called nitric oxide in the body, and that's why so many doctors have no idea about this. When I was a medical student at the Ivy League University of Pennsylvania, none of this was even mentioned when I was a student because it wasn't even discovered. So that's why a lot of doctors are not even aware of this as an issue, but it's so important, and it's rewriting the textbooks, our understanding of how the body works. There's now a third important gas, which we now understand so much better. The body has to deliver oxygen from head to toe so that energy is created, and the red blood cell carrying the oxygen doesn't even get into the pathway, the circulation, unless it first releases nitric oxide like a garage door opener to let the blood cells in and let the circulation relax so that the red blood cell can get through. And I recommend that everybody get their nitric oxide levels checked. There's a very easy way to do that with a saliva test developed by a medical scientist at Baylor University. This company, Neogenis, can get you these easy, accurate, relatively inexpensive saliva tests that will tell you whether you need more nitric oxide. They have a product that will help you get your nitric oxide level up called Neo 40 if it's low. And then they have a second product called Super Beats, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide if you need energy, if you're going to work out. Instead of reaching for those caffeinated, high-energy beverages, you can use the Super Beats as a natural way to get more energy in the middle of the day, or as I often do before a workout. Olympic athletes, they drink gallons of beet juice. Now they can use this product, this granulated beets, nothing more than granulated beets, to get their boost of nitric oxide.
All right. So you want to know how to get this boost every single day? The secret is in the delivery of the nitrates. Your body converts the nitrates into nitric oxide. The miracle molecule for the arteries keeps the blood pressure where it is. When you open them up, they get the blood to your heart, to your muscles, to your organs. Everything gets more circulation, and that's what you need. Super Beets is the only superfood that boosts blood flow. And you can call now, 800-655-4183. Ken's given you a good primer on how it works, why it's important for him as a cardiologist to give this to his patients, because it'll do a lot of the work for you. Exercise is good for opening up your veins and arteries, but this stuff, it's so easy. You use it in conjunction with exercise as much as anything else. Drink Super Beets for a week and feel the results or your money back. That's their guarantee. 800-655-4183. It is kind of, it's almost like a miracle. It's so simple. That's so great about it. The capsule has the same amount of the crystalline capsule, Neo 40, same amount of Super Beets as the teaspoon that you put into that glass of water, stir it up and drink it later in the day. But the good thing about Neo 40 is that it'll give you that punch right away. You put it in your mouth, it easily dissolves and it is absorbed in your system right away. And so you get that charge. You don't have to drink a cup of coffee or use those artificial drinks like muscle, whatever it is, red beet. What do they call that? Not red beet, but red something or other. Anyway, there are a lot of those things on the market that aren't good for you. 800-6- oh, it's Monster, right, isn't it?
Red Bull.
Red Bull, that's it, right. I was saying Red Monster. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. The book that comes along with it, Beat the Odds. There's some other things he'll send. Just tell him you're listening to Doug, and they'll take good care of you. Doug and Dr. Ken have advised you to use Super Beets. Now it's up to you to get them and get it to work for you. 800-655-4183.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is a great time for New Year's resolutions, and that can include helping to reduce youth tobacco use. There's a free education program, Right Decisions Right Now, that anyone can use to help young people make the right decisions early on, like avoiding tobacco use. Steve Curl with R.J. Reynolds, which funds the program, has more.
The Right Decisions Right Now program celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, but the message is still the same. Students in middle and high schools can make a difference in their lives today by saying no to e-cigarettes and any other forms of tobacco. Many schools across the country, as well as parents and youth leaders, have used the Right Decisions Right Now program.
How does it work?
Through videos, quizzes, and teacher guides, adults help students develop skills in assertiveness, goal setting, and problem solving. Programs like ours have had a big impact in reducing teen smoking. Even so, we believe more can be done to accelerate the decline in youth tobacco use.
To learn more about this free online program, visit RightDecisionsRightNow.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Good Day Health Program, Dr. Ken, is on the air every weekend this time, 888-553-7536. Coming up in a few moments, the 10 healthiest states in the United States. Find out if your state is a healthy state. If it's not in the top 10 list, the chances are, not so good.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we go at 53 past the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along as we can help. We do. A lot of the news of the week is very helpful to a lot of people. We have promised to list the 10 healthiest states in our country. So with the help of Dr. Ken and his list and the big voice announcer, here we go, starting at number 10.
Number 10.
California.
Number 9.
Arizona.
Number 8.
Utah.
Number 7.
Minnesota.
Number 6.
South Dakota.
Number 5.
Wyoming.
Number 4.
Colorado.
Number 3.
Montana.
Number 2.
Alaska.
Number 1.
Number 1 is Hawaii.
Okay. So let's make some, let's draw some conclusions and make a few statements about this. Hello, you got to be a little dull not to notice that there are no East Coast states on this. So maybe to turn it around before I give you a conclusive hello where the reality is, you can tell us what the five most unhealthy states are. Kerrigan, if you want to give us the big voice.
Start at number five.
Number five.
Alabama.
Number 4.
West Virginia.
Number 3.
Arkansas.
Number 2.
Mississippi.
Number 1.
Louisiana.
Okay. So this goes, this sounds like Larry the Cable Guy. you know, this the emphasis.
This is from the America's Health Rankings. This is the name of an organization.
Okay. So the states that are in the South, I don't know this, and I know it sounds horrible for me to say it the way I'm thinking it, but maybe I'll just say it, and it goes where it is. It goes where it goes. People that are in these southern states tend not to be as educated as people in other states. But having said that, there are no northern states. Let's see, Midwestern, a few Midwestern states.
You would usually think of the Northeast as a pretty overeducated area of the country.
Right.
And
yes,
they're not in this list either.
Right. I'm discounting what I said. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, the South, they always come in last on everything. Well, I'm not sure that that's true or accurate here. As Ken just pointed out, the Northeast states, north of the Mason-Dixon line and east of the Mississippi River, there isn't one state in there that is on the list of the healthiest states. But coincidentally, they're not in the worst state either, but they aren't in, you know, what is there about the West? The last couple of days, yesterday, Meredith and I were driving.
Well, I think a lot of, you know, people, there's less smoking, I think.
Mm-hmm. There is.
You know, the lifestyle is a little bit back to nature in these areas. You know, these are the states, the ones at the top have the most open land, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota. These are low populated states, open air, people are outside working the land.
Well, but there is the oxymoron there is California and the amount of stress that is
10.
Created. Yeah, but here's the difference.
But people in California are places. Very, many are very, you know, I worked as a doctor in California. People are very, a lot are very, very interested in their health.
Yeah, but that's not my point. My point is that a lot of people spend a lot of time in their cars in California. The lifestyle is very stressful.
That's why it's
so
number 10.
Makes up the difference here. Yeah, there's some beautiful areas of California. I think it's a lovely state. I love being a part-time resident of California. But the amount of time we spent, I started to say, Meredith and I were in the car yesterday for hours and hours and hours. And we didn't really drive that far, but we were confronted with the reality of what happens to people. And we both say the same thing. It happened this week. I spent a couple of days in the traffic, and it's so outrageously out of control. The number of people on the roads, the number of cars, and the time that people spend sitting in their cars, and the exhaust just going out into the atmosphere, and lives. I mean, what are these people doing for hours upon hours? There are folks who live outside of L.A. Who get up at 4:30 in the morning because they don't want to drive in the traffic. They get into these buses that bring people in. Some of the jobs don't start till 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30. And so they're in their offices way early. They're up early. They don't get home until 7:30 at night. They have no quality of life, really. They have no time with their families. And so you think about this, and what are the impacts that it has on your health? And it has to have some significant impact. This is just not good. And why people who are in control, whether the government works with businesses, they don't have staggered. I mean, this is so easy to fix. You have staggered work times. Get people to go to work at 5 in the morning and get done at 1 o'clock, or they start at 6, they get done at 2, whatever it is. There are so many ways you could do this. It seems mind-boggling.
Thugs for office.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Well, we got to have smarter people who are running companies and running the political realities of our world. Dr. Ken and Doug, if we're in charge, everything would be better, Ken. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.